This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
How do you define the little legend? Could it be made up of some of the children of Dunblane? Doesn't matter if you're a rodeo brat or whether you suffer from a serious case of axe mania. It's time to use that brute strength and break free. Chill out and take a stop at the Roadhouse Cafe. And don't worry whether you're not Superman or your name's Scotty. Because if you want to reawake memories of Buddy Holly with tunes that can leave you standing shaking, then this show will be just one night in a million. Please welcome to the Hump Day crew, Luke Tonkin and Scott Cameron. Hello, boys.
Hello. Where the heck did you find all that?
Well, some website called Scott Cameron Online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's obviously right. I'm sitting here going, what the hell?
Sorry why he was laughing and Luke had this perplexed expression on his face.
Yeah, she just pretty much named every album of mine from when I was about 7 years old.
Oh, there you go. Right.
And that's one interesting thing I read about you today, Scott. You actually picked up the guitar at 5.
Yeah,
but
you're
quite, let's just say you're quite a veteran in the music industry at only 22. How do you feel about that?
Well, I kind of don't get used to those words being used at 22. But, I don't feel that old. No, I've had a lot of fun over the years. I'm working, with people like Jade Hurley and Glenn Shorrock, and doing the apprenticeship, as I call it, and through the years, and then of course taking over the role of Buddy. So it's been a fantastic journey so far.
And Buddy Holly's one of your favourite musicians.
Oh, yeah, absolutely is. Yeah, I fell in love with Buddy when I was about 8 years old with his singing and songwriting and guitar playing. So it's it's good to feel the shoes of a living legend.
Now you're here.
Not living, but yeah.
You're actually here with your guitar. You own 17 guitars at home.
Yeah, yes, I do. I've got everything from Fender Strats to 12 strings to basses and all sorts.
So. Now, Fender Strats, I know you have one of the three made Fender Strats. Can you tell me what a Fender Strat is? I have no idea about guitars.
Yeah, yeah. Fender Stratocaster was popularised by Buddy Holly, actually. Basically, he brought it to the rest of the world, took it overseas when he went touring with the Crickets. And, of course, Eric Clapton plays a Strat. Everyone... Most rock and roll musicians tend to play either a Fender or a Gibson, and the Strat's pretty much the choice for rock and rollers.
Luke, you play the big bopper.
I do indeed.
And you're from Ballarat.
I am the boy from Ballarat.
Now, we won't hold that against you because some of the best creative actors I've met are from Bappa.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to Bappa?
No.
Oh, there goes my...
I completely and utterly agree. I have a number of friends who you probably have interviewed some of them, but a number of friends who have all gone to the Arts Academy, as it's now known, but BAPA, Ballarat Performing Arts Academy, I think it's called. Yeah, whatever. But yes, Ballarat produces a lot of very talented people, not just people from BAPA and Arts Academy, but also the born and bred people as well, like David Hobson.
Yes.
Did you see Pirates of Penzance two years ago with Anthony Warlow? David Hobson, he played Frederick in that, but he's very, very well known in the classical music. And Chelsea Gibb, who was in Chicago a few years ago for its comeback this year, but yes, she's also a Ballarat girl.
Yeah, a lot of my good actor friends are actually all from BAPA, and the quality is just you just know a BAPA actor when you see it.
Exactly.
Yeah. What made you want to become an actor?
Well, basically, I went to high school, and in year 7, I chose to do music, and I wanted to play trumpet, but our music teacher had already given out all the trumpets because they gave out all the instruments in order of name. So, mm-hmm. Seeing how my name was Tonkin, I got the bottom of the barrel instrument. So I had to play the trombone for a year, and I sat there and copied the girl next to me. I didn't learn a single note. And
enthusiasm.
Yeah, of course. But after that, and halfway through the year, they said, oh, the school musical's coming up. And I went, oh, what's that? Oh, school musical. So went along, did it, and I went, wow, this is fun. wow, I'm going to do this again. Wow, this one's fun too. And then from that day on, I just developed this absolute passion for musicals and performing. Like, my passion in life is to entertain people.
And Luke, what drew you, I know Scott is a big Buddy Holly fan, what drew you to the Buddy Holly Project in general?
Well, basically, I've been involved in the performing arts for now 21 years. And so basically, I decided a few years ago to start taking this seriously. So I got an agent. I'm with the Ian White Management, which is also a lot of the
BAPA people
are at.
The BAPA ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
Have to hit that up.
Yes, Ian White Management. Hello, Ian, and all those listening. And basically, I went down, had a chat with Ian, and got on the books. And as always, an actor will be given auditions and the opportunities, and so you take them. And it's very funny. Like, I went down, I drove down to Melbourne from Ballarat, had the audition, sang my songs, and read the script. And the director went, "Thank you." And I went, "Oh, is that it? Okay, thanks, bye." 3 months later, I got a call. "Oh, hi, Luke. You got the role." And I just went, "What?"
You couldn't even remember what you auditioned for, could you?
No. I went, "What? Oh, Buddy. Oh, that's right. 3 months ago." And you went, "Yeah, you got the role." I said, "But I only did one audition." "No, you got it." "Oh!" Yelled and screamed and laughed my head off for about, 5 minutes. And then my agent said, "So is that a yes? You're accepting the role?" I went, "Yeah. 11 months of touring Australia. Why not?"
Fantastic. Now back to you, Scott. One of the things I read about you is you're a Superman nut.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you mean nut, now do you have the whole comic book collection, the whole Marvel?
I have a suit. Ah!
Now, I know that
you have a
this
suit.
Is going to be held against me for a while, but no, there's a long story to reason why I have a suit. I wrote a song called "I'm Not Superman," which I wrote because I was a fan of Superman. I didn't have much else to do one day, and I got bored, so I wrote a song about Superman. And actually, funnily enough, it's been used in a couple of things, but I went to film a video clip for it, and that's what I was doing right before we started kicking in with Buddy right now. And I bought pretty much a suit from Superman Returns to have this stupid idea to put myself in a suit and hang off a fly rope, which gave me great big bruises for about 3 months trying to train to do this thing. And then I thought, nah, screw this. It's too much bloody effort. So it just sits in the cupboard. There's a little fact you didn't know about me.
I want to say that on your website, Scotty.
But it's a suit pretty similar to the one from Superman Returns. Moving on.
Has it got the fake muscles in it too, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next time you're in Melbourne, we're going to have to hook up a Superman suit for you, Scott, so you can fly across the studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Scott Cameron.
It's Buddy Holly.
Glasses kind of come in handy there, too. It's the clock.
Now, boys, we like to play a game with our guests. Mm, it's called 101 Questions. Now, we're not going to ask you 101 questions because we'll be here forever.
We'll be here for a while.
So I'm going to ask you both to pick 5 numbers at random. Go for it, Scott. Pick a number between 1 and 101.
23.
What do you like to do in the dark?
Why am I getting all the sus questions today?
I did give you a suggestion the other week.
Ah, but... oh, Luke! Jeez! I generally tend to just sleep.
I have a feeling you dress up as Spider-Man or something.
No. I actually probably most of the time end up listening to Buddy music or another songwriter or something like that going to sleep in bed.
It's also innocent. Yourself, Luke? There are another number between 1
okay,
and 1.
11.
What is your favourite joke?
I've got the perfect joke. What is the hardest thing about rollerblading?
I don't know.
Telling your parents that you're gay.
This is appropriate for this radio station.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 2.
What keeps you awake at night?
Yeah, gotta be kidding. What keeps me awake at night?
Your fiance?
Yeah, well, Sarah does at times.
Oh, Sarah, tell us about Sarah. How did you meet Sarah?
There's a funny story, actually. I met Sarah in Tamworth when I was 14 playing in a over-18 bar, and she was also in there, and she was also 14.
Really?
Yeah, so it's always... And then we dated for a while, and then I lost my phone, believe it or not, and she was one of those girls that thinks, well, if he doesn't text me, I ain't going to bother texting back. So we kind of fell out of contact for about a good 3 or 4 years, and I went through other relationships, and then, we ended up back together again, and, God, that was two...
three years ago now.
Jeez, talk about serendipity. I mean, you met both when you were both illegally at a club.
Yeah, it was
and then again.
Yeah, and again. Yeah, so she found me through the internet. Somebody said, "Oh, yeah, that guy Scott you used to date, he's playing Buddy now." That was back in when I did it the first time around in 2005. And she was like, Buddy Holly. But he's got long hair. He looks nothing like Buddy Holly. Got my hair cut and permed and, well, shock done. I look exactly like him, which is kind of freaky.
That's right, listeners. Scott Cameron perms his hair. 49.
What's your favourite song of all time?
Rainbow Connection.
Who's that by?
Muppet Show.
How does it... Can you give us a demo of how it goes?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? I just changed key about three times then.
That was really good, Luke. That was amazing.
I would have loved it.
More porn.
16.
If you were on death row, what would be your final meal?
Fettuccine carbonara. Absolutely mad about it. And coffee. Yeah, definitely.
Now,
definitely.
Do you have your coffee?
I have
five times a day.
Well, I have anything from a latte to a mocha to a white chocolate mocha, depending on what mood I'm in.
It's a very artistic thing, isn't it, to have coffee? It's part of the image, isn't it?
It is.
Ah, yeah. Not when you drink it in 20-ounce cups, though.
32.
What's your favourite midnight snack?
Probably something that contains bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Bacon
in it. Or just a packet of Red Rock Deli honey soy chicken chips.
Oh,
yeah,
they're good.
68. No, I'm not choosing the next one.
Okay, how would you react if you were transformed into a fish?
I don't know. Maybe with the size of the fish eyes, I might not need the Buddy Holly glasses anymore. But I don't know. I guess I'd probably just keep popping my mouth open and forward. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that one.
Lucky last for you, Luke.
99.
What was the last lie you were told?
I cannot answer that question, actually. The last lie I was told. You look good in that, probably.
I was either thinking that or you look like you're 24.
Yes. Shut up.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.